G'day listeners, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country. Welcome to Corner Country. We're at the fabulous Wandilla Station and we're at Music in the Mulga. And I'm actually chatting right now to one of these sensational acts out here at the Mulga. Goes by the name of Ross Webb and the Rusted Truck. How you going, my man?
G'day, Phil. How's things, buddy?
Mate, sensational. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Mate, it is my pleasure. I had the opportunity of catching your set. It was not yesterday, it was Friday.
Friday night, yep.
Friday night, mate, you kicked up some dust.
Oh, mate, we loved it. I said on stage, we popped our cherry on Friday night.
Popped your cherry for what? The music in the Mulga?
Music in the Mulga, first time for us all, and it's been an absolute blast of a weekend.
Sensational.
Like, I hope they get us back because we love every minute of it. So.
Well, mate, I'm going to do my best to get you back, and I've got to tell you that. You only got a lot of people tuned in listening to this, so hopefully, you know, if Carmel says, oh, no, we can't get you back next year, well, we might have to get a few people to ring up and say, or email Carmel and go, hang on, what happened to Ross? He did a sensational job last year. Phil told us he did. And you did, mate. How long has your band and you been together as a working band?
So our full band's probably only been together for a couple of years. The three of it, we usually do a lot of trio work. So our lead guitarist, Ben Malone, and Owe Young at acoustic, we've been doing trio work for probably 5 or 6 years together. Like, I call my music career midlife crisis. That's what my wife calls it anyway. Cause I only picked it up probably 9 to 10 years ago, to be honest.
Okay. So yeah. What were you doing before that?
Oh, I just played a lot of sport and just done my work. I always loved music.
Okay.
And always loved singing and carrying on. And a good friend of mine, I come from the Southern Highlands in New South Wales.
Oh, okay, yep.
And a good friend of mine, he was like a one-man band, and he'd been playing music for years and years and years, and I played cricket with him. And I'd usually have one too many beers, and he'd always ask me up for a sing when he was playing somewhere. And it was him, Johnny Spitz is his name, and he lives up in Sunshine Coast near.
Right.
But he encouraged me, said, Webby, you need to sort of take this a little bit more seriously in what you do.
Okay.
And he put a gig together for me, full band, the whole box and dice, back in 2013 it was actually.
Right.
And from there I just got the bug. I just needed to do this more and more and sort of grew from there.
So you've not really sort of had any formal singing training or anything? You just sang a few songs with some mates and they said...
That's pretty much how it fell out, yeah. No training whatsoever. Just tried to learn the guitar and these fat fingers just wouldn't do it for me.
Yep. So I see that. Yep.
I rely on vocals and as I said, my guys around me and as I said, we just have so much fun there. It's an absolute ball that we have on, you know, when we go and play our gigs. And this is sort of something we've all come away together for the first time. And every bloke in the band's just said, this is just great. We've got to do this again.
We've got to do more of it.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think you should be doing a lot more of it, to be honest with you. I saw you up there the other night, and you do some fabulous cover songs. Like, I played one of your tracks last week. Well, it wasn't one of your tracks. It was a cover version of The Angels.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, how is a cover band going to cover a track by The Angels?
Yeah.
But, mate, you guys pulled it off, and it was just sensational. I mean, you can just sort of do anything, really.
Yeah. Well, our recorded version that I looked at it the other day. I didn't realise it's 4 years ago when we first put that out.
Uh-huh.
And we did a whole different take on it. On the song itself, but it's funny, we got feedback from one of the Brewster brothers who obviously wrote the song with the Angels.
Yes.
He said that song was literally meant to be a love song back in the day.
Right.
But he said because the Angels were the Angels and there was an expected sound, they had to do the way they did it.
Yes.
So when he heard what we did with the melody and just the whole tempo and arrangement of it, he just said, that's unreal, he said. And to get that from them, I thought, how cool is that?
How cool is that, yeah.
And he said, when you listen to the words, it is a love song.
Yep.
And then what we then did after we evolved it for a few years, we said, well, let's split the song into half our take, half their take, and that's what we've been doing for the last couple of years, and people seem to love it. So
yeah. And the audience out here is nothing like an audience you'd expect to see in a smoky, or they don't do the smoking thing anymore in the pubs, but I mean the Angels were a big pub band.
Huge.
Pub and clubs, but pubs, they just packed out everywhere they went.
Yeah.
So this is a much older crowd out here. But, you know, you still manage to get them singing those naughty, naughty words that, you know, you get away with it. Doesn't matter where you are.
Exactly. And it takes no encouragement either.
No, it doesn't. They're already singing it.
People know what's going on. So.
You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do? You need to add Smokey's Who the Hell is Alice?
Ah, yes.
You know that one?
Yeah. Well, actually, Benny, who's in our band, he doesn't do that song, but he does a Neil Diamond song, Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
And that gets them humming as well.
They all go nuts.
Yeah, they do those little interludes that are in it now as well. So, yeah, no. We have just good fun, Phil. So, it's, yeah, we're hopefully going to get a few more starts at different festivals now, and hopefully the word gets around, because we've just really enjoyed this weekend. Yeah.
Well, you're going to get a 10-star rating from Carmel for sure. So, if anybody wants a reference for you, all they need to do is ring up Carmel. Carmel's got so much pull. She's been doing this festival now for 16 years.
Yeah, I didn't realise it had been going that long either. That surprised me as well.
Yep.
But Carmel's such a nice lady.
Oh, yeah.
And when she first reached out to me, I think, I'm not 100%, it was before Christmas.
Yep.
And I was really chuffed that someone, she literally started her email saying, like, I've been following your music and would love to have you up here. And I thought, just that in itself, I got a real kick out of, you know, to find someone that, you know, wherever here in Queensland, had found my music and liked it and wanted us to be part of what they've got on here. And it's just such a great festival.
It's a great festival. And, you know, you really should be on it, because Carmel and her family handpick the acts.
I've heard that.
They listen to the music. If they're not happy with it, doesn't matter if somebody says, oh, you got to get those people. They go, no, we don't want them. They're not going to fit.
Yeah.
So she knew that you boys were going to fit. And that's the reason why she contacted you.
And I was so happy. And when I spoke to the boys about it, you know, they said that they were so thrilled to keep being involved or be involved in the festival, even though, as I said, we didn't even know where we were heading, to be honest. And it was just a thrill, to be honest, to be involved with it. So,
yep.
And meeting Carmel firsthand, because as I said, we've only spoken via email and the odd text message.
Yep.
But to meet her here and what she does and the family, like, it's just so good.
Unbelievable, yeah. So do you do the songwriting, or have you got members in your band that do the songs? Yeah.
So I do a lot of the lyrics.
Yep.
In conjunction with, there's a lady that lives in the Highlands there. She writes a lot of poetry, so she sends me stuff that she thinks might suit what we do.
Right.
She writes stories, all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, generally I'll write lyrics. And Ben Malone, our lead guitarist, does a lot of the music and the melody side of things.
Okay.
I do work with some producers down there, sort of in southern New South Wales as well, just to get some different takes on stuff.
Yep.
Because I like testing things out, just trying to find, our sound, I guess, is what I'm still evolving.
Still trying to find.
Yeah, and I think we're getting there.
Yep.
Like some of the new stuff, we've changed it up a little bit from what we were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
I take it as a compliment. People say I've got a bit of a Chris Stapleton sort of sound, which I'll take that any day of the week.
Yep.
Even if I've got 100th of that in there, I'll be happy with that.
Yes.
And I do love Chris Stapleton as well. Love his sound. So, I mean, if we can get something in that sort of vicinity, not that I want to be same.
Right.
But, yeah, that's where we're sort of going with it. But Benny's such a talent. He's only a young bloke. Like, he's only 22, I think. And he plays classical guitar, he does drums, he plays keyboards, he can play. He's one of those people that really drive me crazy because he can do anything.
Yep.
Whereas I'm lucky to play a triangle.
I love it. But I tell you what, you got a great set of pipes, my man.
Thank you.
We're gonna let all our listeners hear this in just a moment. Cowgirl Angel, tell us a little bit about it before we throw it on.
So, as I mentioned before, the lady, Christine Eccleston's her name, and you can check her out on Facebook. She's got all these bush stories, poetry, and she sort of dabbled in a bit of songwriting. She wrote this poem to tribute to Dolly Everett. You know, Dolly Everett, as we know, took her own life probably 6 or 7 years ago now, I think it might be. And she wrote this poem, and she literally emailed me. She said, Webby, can you do something with this? I just think you would suit this if you could make a song of it.
Fantastic.
So I mucked around with the lyrics and sort of got it into a format and shape that that would fit. And then I spoke to Benny, and he put the melody together, and it's just, as soon as I heard it, we didn't even tinker with it. I said, that is just so beautiful.
Yes.
So I said, yeah, it's a story about Dolly, and it's a tribute to her, and just the whole online bullying thing, which I just can't stand.
No.
It's not just online bullying, any sort of bullying, whether it's, I think we've all sort of come across it in some shape or form.
Yeah, we have.
Whether it's at school or work or wherever it might be, and I just think it sends such a strong message.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent it to the Dolly Dream Foundation, like to Dolly's mum and dad and that, and they actually got back to us because we were doing it for Dolly Day a week or so ago.
Yes.
And they actually come back to us and they said, that is such a great song. Because I just basically said, look, royalties, whatever. I'm throwing it to you guys.
Fantastic.
And they were so thrilled about it. And I'm just happy in some small way that we can help. So
good on you.
It's such a good song. And it's pretty an emotional song.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also chuffed. It made the final of the Tamworth Songwriters Association a couple of years ago, which is, we were really, really happy about. Not that we do it, but it's good to be recognised for that.
Yes.
But I think it's good for that the story got recognised more than anything.
Fantastic. And
yeah, so just pretty proud of the whole thing, to be honest.
Sensational. How about we give it a whirl, my friend, so the listeners can hear it, okay? It's called Cowgirl Angel. This is Ross Webb and the Rusted Track coming at you right now, listeners.
Need her to fly free. You thought your time was now. Your message will be heard, because you're brave enough somehow. The dreams of those around you, they weren't the way they planned. The future turned around on them. Now they need a helping hand. Right on, cowgirl angel, your ride has just begun. Your angel horse will carry you endless days in the shining sun. So cowgirl angel, as you ride, keep a loving eye on those you loved and left behind. Keep their teardrops dry. You'll stay in their hearts forever. Your smile will bring a tear. The few years you walk this earth were not in vain, so don't you fear. Right on, cowgirl angel, your ride has just begun. Your angel horse will carry you endless days in the shining sun. The memory
is, of course, Ross Webb. And now, listeners, I have got the sensational Terry Clark in the studio with me. How you going, Terry?
Hey, Phil, how are you, mate?
Oh, man, I'm having an absolute ball. This is Corner Country. We're coming to you live from Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station, and we got Terry Clark in the studio. Mate, you've just released a new single. How do you feel?
Pretty good. After last night, I think it went over pretty well, actually.
Mate, I think you own the place. I really do. You're on the big stage.
Yeah.
And you boys were on fire.
It was a great show last night, Phil. It was a great show. It was 12 months in the lead up since last year, since we, well, we had a chat before then, but yeah, to get up there and to play main stage with that band, you know, it was just an incredible experience, and I think it was received fairly well.
Well, I think it was received very well, considering it was bloody colder than a mother-in-law's kiss out there last night.
It was freezing.
It was freezing. But you know what? As soon as you got up and started doing your thing, everybody that was sitting around in the dust and the red dust, wrapped up in blankets, mate, they just leapt out of their chairs, ran up to the stage, and they were kicking up so much dust. You must have felt like, wow, this is what it's all about.
It was, it's quite overwhelming, in fact, Phil. You know, I've been coming out here for a few years, and it's my first time on the main stage. Well, as myself, I've obviously played with a few other artists, you know, as we do out here. We're all family.
Yep.
But yes, it was an amazing feeling to start playing my own songs, and then to have the crowd rush the stage like that was a little bit overwhelming, actually.
Yeah. Well, you got a little emotional up there, didn't you? You're in a very, for the benefit of the listeners who don't know you, I mean, I only met you last year, and I thought, you're the salt of the earth. You're the real deal. You know, you're the man that a lot of men should be, because you're not afraid to show your emotions.
I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm you know, proud of that. Yeah. And I think I don't like to try and sugarcoat anything. It is what it is.
Yep.
I am who I am. And, you know, out in this country, you get caught out and called out pretty quick if you're going to try and... I'm trying not to swear, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you can't go around bullcrapping people.
Yes, yes.
You've got to be as straight as you can be, and that's what I try to do. And I do wear my heart on my sleeve. And
yep.
Yes, it was a very extremely emotional show for me last night.
Yeah, I could just tell, because there was a time where you just kind of stood back and just looked into the crowd, and I thought, Terry, you got to keep this together, man. Don't cry. And you just go, no, just give me a minute. Just give me a minute.
I had to take it all in. I just needed a moment for myself, and it was wonderful. It was really, really wonderful. The band just absolutely smashed it, and... Yeah, I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud we actually got there, you know, and it's been a bit of a lead up, like I said, you know, 12 months since last year, Phil, and the new single coming out, and, well, the new EP, with the singles on it,
singles,
you know,
and
we got to perform all those last night.
Yes, and you did.
It was also, you know, an emotional moment for me to be able to play all the new songs to the people out here who have known me, you know, since I've been coming here for the last 6 or 7 years.
Yep. So you had your band there. You know, Travis was on fire.
He was. He's always on
fire. He's always on fire. Travis only knows one speed, and that's flat out and burn the hell out of everything, or
absolutely,
he just doesn't get up there. So he was on fire. But you had a brand new drummer last night.
We did.
Brand new drummer. Now, what was it like for the boys? You know, you got a brand new drummer. The drummer keeps the pace, right? He's got to keep it all nice and tight and solid. Him and your bass player, though. He's your bassie.
Robbie, yeah.
Yeah,
Robbie's been with me for a little while now. And he was actually nervous because he'd never met Brett before.
Right.
Brett Graham, for everyone who's listening. Just an incredible level of musicianship to just step up to the plate like that for us. And... and nail it.
He nailed it.
He nailed it.
And then you didn't even have a rehearsal, did you?
We had planned to have a couple of rehearsals acoustically, you know, just go over the songs, make sure everyone's happy with the changes and the intros and the outros. But Brett was in such high demand as...
he played with everybody.
He plays with everybody.
Yeah.
So as the house drummer. And he just stepped up to the plate and, well, he... blew the roof off the joint with us, you know, and
it was
an amazing experience for me, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to boot, he's the nicest guy in the world you'll ever meet.
Well, you wouldn't think that somebody that's that quiet and mellow to meet would get up there and do what he does with his drum kit.
He's quite unassuming, isn't he? Quite unassuming. He looks like your, you know, just your average Joe in the suburbs ready to mow the lawn, you know, but he gets up there and he is a world-class
absolutely
performer.
Fabulous. And you really got into it. I got to say, you played my favorite song, which I absolutely love. I've got a copy of this EP here, listeners, okay? Because Terry gave me a copy when I came out of here. It's called Singles. And he's got a song on there called, can I tell him the songs? Because there's only one that's been listed.
Please, absolutely.
Okay, so he's got a song called Can't Get You Off My Mind, and then he's got Rolling On, and he's got another one called Rock and Roll Band.
That's the one, yep.
Mate, I reckon Can't Get You Off My Mind is got to be, because you're a country singer, and we've said it before and I'll say it again, we can't put you in a box. You do a bit of everything.
I do. I do do a bit of everything. I think we've had this conversation once before where I'm a bit too country for rock and roll and a little bit too rock and roll for country. So,
you told me that.
Yeah. And I've been told that on many occasions myself, you know, over the years from industry people.
Yep.
You know, they like to pigeonhole us. I don't mind that. I know how the business works, and I know that certain markets, you know, dictate, you know, to a certain demographic, and, you know, they probably expect a certain level, say, for a country song. It's got to be to a certain level. And then if you're going to play some rock and roll, it's got to be to a certain level of rock and roll. And when you start mixing things up a bit, well, I don't know if they like it or not, but I've mixed it right up now with...
when I first got these, because you sent these to me way early. In fact, I was playing them a week before it was released.
In fact, Phil, you did the worldwide premiere.
I did. And I tell you what, I got such a response from this Can't Get You Off My Mind. I'm thinking, mate, that should have been the lead single because it is so different. And yet, it is just so good.
It might have scared a few people off, you know. I've got a few fans, not just out here, but you know, throughout Australia, around the world. And it's probably gonna surprise them as well. They're like,
definitely.
What is he crazy? Yeah. What is this? This is not country.
This
or
is
rock
not
and
country
roll.
Or rock and roll. You know, whereas your other ones, you know, like Rolling On and Rock and Roll Band. That's your stuff. That's your classic style of Terry Clark.
That's me.
So when I heard that, I just went, what the heck is this? Terry, what have you been smoking, man? What have you been drinking? And you even say it in your song, a bottle of tequila, a six-pack, a little bit of rum, a bit of smoko.
That's it, exactly. Look, I've told you this before. I mean, everyone knows. I just sing straight from the heart, you know. I can't really go up there and just, like, make up a story. Most of my songs, 99.9% of them, they come from the heart, and the easiest way to deliver those songs to an audience is to, I mean, you've got to be honest, you know what I mean? People can tell if you're up there and you're full of shite, you know what I mean? So, but this one was just, it was just one of those songs. And
where did it come from? I mean, that's not even your single, but I want to know. And I am going to get you on the program. We are going to rip through this entire single, and you are going to tell me. But
sure.
I need to know. If you don't want to tell us off, you tell me off air. I don't mind. But where did that song come from, man?
It was completely random. In fact, I'd been out at a couple of shows it was more than just one show, but throughout the southeast. You know, I played a few shows around the southeast. And we'd been listening to a band who I'd played with before, actually, at the Gympie Muster.
Right.
They were out here a few years ago, and I just fell in love with them, called The Mavericks.
Yes. No, I've not met them, but I know of them, and I know their music.
I love them all, Raw, and the boys, they're all absolutely amazing musicians.
Yes.
So I suppose they inspired me a bit, because I was so impressed with their style of music, and it is a little bit of that Tex-Mex kind of feel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got that beat, and it really started about that beat, you know?
Yep.
And, I suppose that's where it come from, you know? And obviously, you know, I've had, how do I say it? You know, I have a bit of a relationship issue over the last couple of years.
We know
I just
about that.
Separated from my wife and so that's where it really come from, I suppose. That inspired it, but it's been extremely well received, and as you said, completely unexpected from me and the band.
Absolutely, yep.
But it's actually one of the funnest songs to play on stage. Yep. It's just wonderful, you know. And Trav's got his little bit. Lionel plays his little bit. You know, we have a trumpet player, Conrad Burt, who did a little bit of trumpet on there for us, and Conrad's got to come back and complete that little job he started for us, because there's a few other songs in the pipeline. But Yeah, it was just different. It's something fun. And look, you've got to mix it up and keep it interesting, mate.
Absolutely.
You know?
Fantastic. So the name of the new single from Terry Clark's new EP singles is Terry Clark.
Rolling On.
I got my first load out of Brisbane, up to Nullumbi. I got a back load from Darwin, Alice, and Adelaide tonight. I pulled a wide load Melbourne to Sydney town, then I crossed another bowl. And this cowboy watched that sunset on that western shore. And I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 15,000 K since I left home. Dribbled out of Perth, the Great Northern 95. I guess a white line fever keeps this trucking boy alive. I blew a steel tire in Newman, Port Hedland on the rise. I head east at midnight for a Kununurra sunrise. Well, I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 18,500 K since home. Come on. Catherine to the Isle and the Caledonian mob. Well, they loaded me with cattle and a second-hand gearbox. I'm running heavy into Townsville with a full 2-hour slack. Only 14 more between me and my woman getting back. But I keep rolling, rolling on, rolling up and down Highway 1. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling on, 21,000 K's round my country home. I just keep moving on, I guess the highway's my home. Keep it rolling on and on and on and on, up and down Highway 1.
Oh, I got to tell you, I can murder a beer too, and Terry does love a beer. No law against having fun. He's a terrific bloke. He really does carry his heart in his sleeve. And he's the real deal. He's a real man. He doesn't mind getting a bit emotional with friends and things that are important to him. And that's what men should be like. And I hope you get behind his brand new single, okay? He's got an EP out now, and it is called Terry Clark's Singles. And there are three fabulous songs on there, okay? You got to buy it. That first single we just played, Rolling On, that's on the platforms. If you want to check it out, give it a listen on Spotify or any of those other places. And when this whole thing is available for you, the EP, when it's finally released as the full EP, well, it is released, I think, the EP. But that's the single from it, Rolling On. It's got another one called Rock and Roll Band, and then there's another one called Can't Get You Off My Mind. And that is a fabulous song. It's very, very different, okay? Very, very, very different for a country singer and a country rock singer. But my favourite on there. I think it's going to go really, really well for him. Anyway, I'm going to continue on. This is Corner Country. My name is Phil C. You're tuned into All Aussie Radio, and I am coming to you live from Music in the Mulga on the Juan Dilla Station. Now, I'm just glancing at the window, and what I see out there is a whole bunch of people standing around that spent large amounts of money the other day buying yabbies for the yabby race. Now, all the money raised for these yabbies goes to various things in the community out at Yulo, which is about 20-30 kilometres from Juan Dilla Station. So Carmel and David Morant, they put on this fabulous festival. It's called Music in the Mulga. Foot all the bills, and hopefully they get enough ticket sales to recoup. And anything after that is, a lot of it goes back into the community. So they are two fabulous, fantastic people. And as I said, the yabbies have all been sold for ridiculous amounts of money, because everybody who comes out of here wants to chip in some way. And then they have the yabby race, and the lucky person who wins the yabby race gets something nice, and they get to keep the yabby. And if they want to let the yabby go for next year or keep it in training, they can do that. Or if they want to throw it in a pot and eat it, they can do that as well. So if you've never been to one of these country music festivals, in particular Music in the Mulga, you've got to make sure you make an effort to get out here next year, okay? Now, the next song I'm going to play for you is by a chap named Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown, he's another real deal. He drives road trains by day. It's seasonal. And the rest of the time, he's traveling around the country entertaining people. Now, this is a song I've played in the last couple of weeks on the Music in the Mulga specials. But if you missed them, I want to let you hear this one, because I think this is a sensational track, okay? He wrote this when he was driving along his road train, looking out the window and seeing all these crazy kamikaze kangaroos.
Hey, kamikaze kangaroo, not a real bright thing for you to do, like playing chicken with the bulldog Mac. When the fool bar knocked you down and your shattered bones fell to the ground, 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. You were nowhere near the road that day, but you thought it might be fun to play a game with me when you heard the road trains roar. From a patch of roadside scrub you hopped, you put the foot down when you should have stopped. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. Life ended for you far too soon, now you're blown up like a big balloon on the road where the MACK pummeled you. That's what you get for playing chicken. Now there's crows and wedgies picking on your carcass, kamikaze kangaroo. On your carcass, kamikaze kangaroo. Thank you. Drongo, mate, the old emu's flattened feathers, guts and crap on your clean rig. Well, I even hit a wedge tail once. He was far too busy having lunch on a swollen, blown-up kamikaze pig. On a swollen, blown-up kamikaze pig. I've hit cats and dogs and foxes too, crows, galahs and cockatoos. He hit the sheep, cows to name a few. All dying to get across the track, just a bit slow for this bulldog Mac, like that fearless kamikaze kangaroo. Like that gutsy kamikaze kangaroo. Yeah, that mongrel kamikaze kangaroo.
We were supposed to actually have the man himself, okay? He was supposed to be on the microphones with us here in the studio, Mr. Jeff Brown, but he's running around out there at the festival. He's probably waiting for his yabby to come home and win. And Mr. Ruarkus has jumped in his place. How you going, Ru?
I have. I dare say Brownie is absolutely, yeah, he's probably got a bet on one of those yabbies.
Mate,
out there.
I think he's spent a fortune on one of them, so he's probably out there giving it tips on how he can win the blasted race.
Yeah, well, my son had, well, there was some people who had to leave and they gave my son Will, they said, you can have this yabby, and well, it just sat there right in the middle and didn't move at all. And, you know, probably had to poke it to see if it was still alive.
No. Well, we had one last year and it was actually, I'm trying to think, it was Danny Fegan who bought this yabby. Auction, you know, it was an auction, and I think he spent about $300-$400 on this yabby, right? And he said the reason why he bought it was it had big nippers, big claws, yeah. And he said, oh, that's gonna, he's gonna put those things out the side and frighten the hell out of all the yabbies.
Yeah,
well, the poor thing died in the tank.
We just had a dead one out there just then, actually.
Yes.
I think SpongeBob didn't quite make it. So, yeah, I think Harry was the substitute.
Okay.
And, yeah, so poor old SpongeBob passed on to the other side.
Yep.
You know, well, he's floating in a river somewhere else now.
Very, very funny, because when they pulled out Danny's yabby, they said, hey, we think this yabby's dead. He goes, no, he's just sleeping. He's resting. He's consuming all his – conserving all his strength and energy. Don't you worry. But, no, he was well and truly gone to yabby heaven. Anyway, you've been out here before, Roo, or no?
I want to say this is probably my third or fourth, maybe.
Okay.
Can't quite remember. Okay. It might be the fourth.
Okay. Yeah. So, my first time seeing you out here. You weren't here last year. I was here last year. I didn't get to see you last year. Mate, you're the real deal. You even look it. You're a handsome looking cowboy, my man. You got the look, you got the swagger, and you got the songs. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, it's probably coming up about 28 years, I would think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, I wrote a song out here the first time I came out.
Right.
Called Ain't No Suit.
Right.
Know?
Yep.
And it's basically just to say that, you know, it ain't no suit, and you know, because people say, you know, look, you say, is it a facade? You know, is it you just dressing up like a cowboy?
Yep.
No, I breed cattle. I got cows, so I guess that makes me a cowboy. Down on the southern tablelands of New South Wales, I've been breeding cattle for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, you know, I do a lot of work here and in the US, and it looks like Brownie's.
Brownie's just arrived. Come inside, Brownie. Brownie was supposed to. I couldn't get. Come inside, Brownie. That's all good. I'm just going to talk to Roo quickly, and then we'll get up to Brownie. Now, Roo, you got a lot of music coming up for us, for all our listeners. And
look, it's been a long time since I've been in the studio. You know, 2019, I think, was when we released Tumbleweed, you know, fairly late in the year. And, you know, I had a lot of plans that COVID crushed, you know, when all that happened. So that kind of has delayed everything. And so now we're still picking up the pieces and trying to run with it. So I've I am writing for the first time in a long time, so.
Which is great.
Yeah, so it's starting to steer towards something new coming, so.
Sensational.
Yeah,
sensational.
Looking forward to that. It's been way too long.
All right. Well, mate, you got to get up there. I saw you tuning your guitar and you jumped in because we couldn't find Brownie, but he's here now. So I'm going to let you go and get yourself ready for your next set, but we're going to throw on a song for you and all for all our listeners. And you said Tumbleweed is one of your favourite ones?
Yeah, it was the title track of the last album that we put out, and it's really been a favourite for a lot of people.
Good on you. Thanks so much for stepping in, my man, at the last moment. There you go, listeners, Mr. Roo Arcus. We're going to play one of his tracks now. Make sure you follow him and check out all his music. Sensational player, the real deal. Looks like the cowboy, sings like a cowboy. And here's the song. It's a number called Tumbleweed.
Old town, she swore he'd never get a rope around her heart, but there was a spark. Now and then there were nights on fire, but out beyond that old barbed wire, the wind kept calling him. Tumbleweed tumbling, blowing across the desert floor. Whatever you're looking for, you ain't gonna find it on some lonesome road. Tumbleweed, I can be everything you need and more, but I can't love. Been sleeping when she heard the screen door squeak and shut, and his old truck. And even though she knows the deal, she can't help the way she feels inside, so she cries. Tumbling, blowing across the desert floor. Whatever you're looking for, you ain't gonna find it on some lonesome road. Tumbleweed, I can be everything you need and more, but I can't love. On her front porch, she met him at the door, and she cried, tumbleweed tumbling, blowing across the desert floor. Whatever you're looking for, well, I hope you find it on some lonesome road. Tumbleweed, I can be everything you need. Thank you.
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is Roo Arcus Tumbleweed. And he jumped in quickly. I was running around trying to find Brownie, and he got caught chatting, as he does. Mr. Jeff Brown, how you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, thanks, Phil. How are you?
Mate, I'm having a fabulous time. Thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much for the performances. You've been doing some work. You're on the big stage.
Yep.
You're doing the little stage tonight around 7 o'clock. Sensational, mate.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Great to be here and be part of it, actually.
Now, you do a lot of singing, and you do a bit of truck driving seasonally, but you've been singing for quite a while. So for the benefit of the listeners, how did it all start for you?
Oh, look, probably back in the mid-90s, I guess.
Yep.
Left school and started doing a few singing jobs with my old uncle. And then, 96, rung Lindsay Butler in Tamworth and sent through a little cassette tape, and then the rest is history with the recording side of it.
Okay.
But,
yep.
Yeah, and it kind of went from there.
Yeah.
We started recording, and then it just sort of snowballed, and sort of went on to make not a bad little living out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And combined with the truck, it's a bit of a juggling act at times, but
yep.
Yeah.
But we should say, just for the benefit again of the listeners, because I've spoken to you before, you've made a bit of a living out of it. I think you've been a little bit modest there, Jeff. You've won a few golden guitars, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. They don't put food on the table.
No, they don't. But that by saying, hey, I'm a golden guitar winner, I mean, that must promote you some gigs, don't you think, or not?
Well, it's good for the resume, I guess, if someone's never heard of you before. And you,
yeah.
Even some venues, when you're booking tours, we've had venues that sort of, oh, yeah, we've never heard of you, and we've...
Yes.
You know, they say you won a couple of golden guitars. Well, it's all a bit of a leg up, isn't it?
Well, it is, because, as I said, there's so many singers out there that I've not heard of.
Right.
You can't possibly know them all.
No.
But then when you look at a resume, or you look at you do some research on the artist, and you think, well, hang on, this guy or this girl, they've won like half a dozen awards. They can't be too bad. You know, they don't just hand them out like Smarties at the fair, do they?
No. Oh, look, the awards are nice, but I've got to the point in my career where I really just concentrate on trying to please the people at the shows and...
Yes,
and selling your records to the people who come and support you, and to me that's what it's all about, really. Like,
absolutely.
The awards are nice, but they're not. Yeah,
that's not what you're.
That's
doing
not
it
what
for.
I'm doing it for,
no.
Anyway.
No, and I guess owning a truck like you do, you make good money doing that. So I guess the music, even though you said it's paid, it you've nice little living out of it, but you're not doing it for the money.
Oh, not, look, it's no. It's not. It's nice to make a quid though, because.
Mm.
Whatever it takes to keep the boat floating, eh?
Of course. And I did ask you earlier when we were privately if you had a choice of driving a truck or playing the guitar, and you said, gee, and singing, and you said, oh, geez, I love them both. So it's, I think you got the ideal lifestyle, really, because you're doing both things that you're getting paid for that you love doing.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
You know?
And I can pick and choose.
Yep.
I'm probably in a pretty good spot. I own all my truck gear.
Yep.
And I can afford to park them up. I can go and earn a few bucks in the wheat harvest or the cotton season or whatever.
Right.
And park them up. I haven't got payments to make on them.
No.
So,
no.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
That sort of makes it a bit easier to then just wander off and follow a few festivals around. And,
of course.
And yeah.
Yeah. And you love the festivals?
I do. Yeah. It's great. Like, so this festival here at
Wandilla Station.
Wandilla.
Yeah.
It's a great one. In that you're touching base with people that wouldn't have ever heard of me before. You know, like, they come from all over the country.
They do.
And that's what I found when I was here 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was people from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Townsville, Harvey, you know, all over the place. And the amount of people that came up and said, oh, where you been? We've never heard of you.
No, exactly.
So to me, you feel like you're making a little bit of ground when that happens, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, those places you just mentioned, I have listeners there that are probably tuned in right now. I know some of them are. So you might end up with a few more backsides on seats when you travel through those areas next time.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, absolutely. So what have you got coming up? Like, have you got any more gigs that people could, if people listening that I may not know about it. Where's your next sort of run of gigs before you start doing the Cotton?
Well, I'll actually be firing up on the Cotton this week.
Oh, okay. So you're hanging up your guitar.
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday I'll be into it. And, okay. Yeah, so the musical... It'll take a back seat for a little while now.
Okay.
And fires up again sort of around September.
Okay.
Around that sort of part of the year. Uh-huh. You usually get festivals like Nanango and...
Yes.
And Norma Murphy runs... Norma O'Hara Murphy runs the Boney Mountain Festival and a few of those. And, yeah, so... But then come October... It's wheat harvest time again, so
yes.
the diary's got to be kept clear.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you said, it'd be tough trying to juggle truck driving and touring.
Yeah.
One's always going to crash. They're always going to cross, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Sensational.
Now, we've got the Lights on the Hill one.
Yes, too, at Gatton.
I'm looking forward to that. I've done it a few times, and especially the Memorial Day on the Sunday, that's a pretty emotional day, and... Yeah, it's nice to be able to do that one.
Well, Gatton's one I've not been to, so it's one I want to get to.
Yeah.
So I haven't spoken to the likes of Smokey Pete and Terry Clark and yourself and Kerry Kennedy. You know, these boys go there all the time. And it's like if they're saying you got to go, it's a good festival. It's the same as this one. I mean, I met someone and it was a case of I've never heard of music in the Mulga.
Yep.
But based on that... I decided to go along to it, and best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Sensational. Yeah. Mate, I'm going to have to wrap this up because I see Kerry Kennedy just outside. I'm going to play one of your tracks, my friend, and for the benefit of all the listeners, this is from – what album's this from?
More Times Than I Remember.
More Times Than I Remember, and it's the title track from that album?
It is the title track, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff – thank you so much.
No worries,
for
mate.
Taking
thanks
some
for having
time
me
in
show.
The studio. Thank you so much. There you go, listeners. That is Mr. Jeff
Brown.
Oh, I got names running through my head. I'm starting to spin. Mr. Jeff Brown, Brownie to his mates, and we're going to play a track of his called More Times Than I Remember.
In my trusty old Mac more times than I remember. Seen scorching drought in the further out and the monsoons in December. Seen lots of snow round Omeo. Seen the sands of Unadatta. Been checked for weight in every state from Cairns to Wangaratta. 6 days on the road with an overload while I waited out the scales. Been in strife with another bloke's wife in a town in New South Wales. Been bogged in glue on the hay plains too in the storms of late November. Been in a blue full of homemade brew more times than I remember. Wrecks, had a few crook checks from shonks I carted freight for. Had some quick turnarounds in coastal towns and some loads I've had to wait for. Old ugly loads over rough dirt roads from Christmas to September. Had a bearing go and a tire blow more times than I remember. Now I've settled down in a country town and the big wheels roll on by. And the bull light beams invade my dreams and they will until I die. Though my trucking days may fade away like a fire's dying ember, I've known tough times but I've made true mates more times than I remember. Never had me a wife but I've had a good life. Hard work it seems don't matter. If your health stays fine as it has like mine and my ashes you can scatter. Where the trucks roll by and the soft winds sigh and freight slows in December. Let my mates come by just to show that I am a bloke they all remember. Let my mates come by just to show that I am a bloke they all remember. Thank you.
Hey, there you go, listeners. That is the fabulous man himself, Jeff Brown. And now in the studio, we have got the sensational Kerry Kennedy. How you going, Kerry?
Mate, good as gold. How you doing?
Mate, I'm having a ball, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me here in the studio.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Mate, you are the soul of the earth, you know. We've only known each other. I mean, we've chatted a few times on the phone, and we did an interview with you a few weeks ago to promote the music in the Mulga, and I only met you the other day, mate. I feel like I've known you forever.
Oh, well, thanks, mate. It's and the same. You know, it's just this the country atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone gets to know each other. We're family.
Well, we are, but, you know, there's some you kind of gravitate to more. I mean, you're just so laid back, and nothing's like, oh, it's just like, yeah, look, just take it easy, man. It's all going to happen, man. Just take it easy. And that's what you do. You're just so laid back. And you're up there, you're doing your thing, sounding really good.
Thank you. Yeah, no, look, we've had this little three-piece going for about 4 years. Totally enjoy it. We were a rock band for 10 years. We went into country music in 96. I was fortunate enough to get into Star Makers on that album. And then we sort of went into the country scene where, you know, look, I've met blokes like yourself, and, you know, just all these blokes out here playing guitar and just cruising.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. There's nothing they wouldn't do for you. If your guitars break, they come and fix it. So, I just love the country people, and it's been good for me, you know.
Yep.
It's been good for me overseas. It's been good for me here in Australia. It's been just the people are fantastic.
And you've been everywhere. You've toured everywhere.
Oh, mate. Well,
and you even went overseas with the number one. We spoke about that.
Yeah, I mean, but I got to keep ahead of me maintenance. They'll catch me one day. No. Look, I love touring. I love meeting people, and I've been absolutely fortunate to travel Queensland for the last 30 years, you know.
Yeah.
And we've done New South Wales, obviously, but Queensland's a mistake. You know, the outback of Queensland has been fantastic. I love the coast as well, but, you know, when you get into these places, people are real. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but people are how they were 30, 40 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
They're hospitable. They're just wonderful. So that's the outback people.
That is the outback people. Yeah, and they're the fair dinkum Aussies.
Absolutely.
Like you said, if your guitar breaks down, they'll fix it. If they can't fix it, you borrow my one for the gig, you know. And and we had that last year. When we were here last year, we had all sorts of problems with the weather.
Yep.
The sound guys couldn't get through, and it was just amazing. Everybody that was performing here brought a piece of equipment, and they patched the system together, and the festival went ahead regardless.
But that's how it is in the outback, isn't it?
You know,
that's just how it is. It doesn't matter what it is. The whole feel of the place is, you know, it's like a being in a blanket. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. I've had blown tyres, and people have come from. Had a mate of mine that we blew a tyre just outside St George, probably at 40 kilometres. And he drove from Surat, which is in the other side of St. George, to bring these tyres out to me.
Yeah.
I thought, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, because it just doesn't happen these days. We don't look after each other. It's all about what we can get, you know, what we can take from something instead of what we can give, you know. I sound like President Kennedy, don't I?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say, it's sounding like an idea for a song, mate.
Oh, there's mate, these are the places that you get them too.
Yep.
Oh, it's wonderful. You listen, someone says a word, or, you know, you watch some bloke, or it's just wonderful places to be.
Uh-huh.
Positive places to be.
Yep. So what do you got planned for the rest of the year? You got a big tour coming up?
I have. I'm going on a bit of a songwriting tour starting a couple of weeks. I can't tell you the dates. Well, I know that we go to Proserpine, and then we go up to Lyons Den at Cooktown, and then we're up at Bramwell Station for 3 weeks, and then we come back down this way the following week to the Euro Opal Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we're going to meet a lot of these interesting people, and people that, I like to call it the fridge. I can put little songs in the fridge, and every time I need to write a song, I pull that out of the fridge.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then I'll work on it. So I think, you know, it's going to bring on some really good. I'm really passionate about the bush at the moment, and with Copper Coin and Athargum Into Sunset, and even the island, you know.
Yes.
So all these songs are about Australia, and the more that I travel, the more that I love it. And it's probably cliche, but it is. It's just wonderful place to be.
Now, Copper Coin, that's your latest single.
It is.
That's been out now for, what, 2 or 3 weeks approximately?
Yep.
So give us a little snippet. What's Copper Coin about before we play it?
Okay. Well, about 91, we were touring through Queensland up through Cloncurry, Mount Isa. We used to do a lot of the B&S balls, which we done about 52 of them. We were young and wild and free, you know, having no idea what we were doing.
Well, you're still young and wild and free, well, man, except you know what you're doing.
God, I love you. But no, we came out of Cloncurry and a mate of ours had rolled his car, so we put it back on its wheels, no problem, but the firing engines and the police were coming, so... I went for a little bit of a walk in the bush, and the old Murray tale is if you see a willy wag tail, if it goes to the right, you go to the left. So, we had plenty of time, so I thought, well, I'll have a chop at this, you know.
Yep.
And I went to the left, and it actually works, you know.
So, okay.
So I came to this mulga tree, which is only probably chest height to me. I'm 6'4", so probably about 4 foot, 5 foot.
Yep.
And the two chicks were in the top of the tree.
Uh-huh.
And underneath the tree was a black, I don't know, looked like a bottle top to me. That's why I bent down and picked it up to see what it was.
Yeah.
And it was a 1943 penny.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I picked it up, cleaned it off, put it in my pocket, went to Mum's place, 20 years later. This is 20 years after I'd found the coin, and we were sitting there and looking through this old money box, and out popped the coin. So... I had a look at it and, started thinking, how did it get there, So what are the scenarios? So that's basically the song, is the scenarios of how that coin got there. So
okay. Mm. Well, I think we're going to give it a spin right now. What do you think, Kerry?
Absolutely.
Mate, thank you so much. I know you're playing tonight.
Absolutely.
You're on the stage around about 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Well, you were 10 minutes late for this. Now, I'm going to be 10 minutes late finishing. So make sure you don't let Andy turn the sound on until I'm out there, because I want to catch your whole set.
All right, mate. All right. I'll do that too. Mate, you're a beautiful man. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. There we go, folks. Kerry Kennedy. He's a sensational country singer. And I'm going to play his latest track, Copper Coin.
Well, I found this copper coin in a paddock, bottom of the tree, laying on the ground. Nothing round but flies and crows and eagles. I was 100 miles away from any town. So I cleaned it up with spit and my old hanky. The date on it read 1943. If it could talk, I bet it'd have some stories about how and why and when it came to be. Well, it may have been known by a drover who was pushing cattle on the outback trail. The coin slipped out of his pocket, and then the cowboy, he just slowly rode away. I guess I'll never know the answers. How this copper coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere, by a mulga tree just laying on the ground. Have been owned by a young man who was walking to the city to fight a war. The coin slipped through the hole in his pocket that his mum had sewn up many times before. Well, it may have been owned by some travelers who were camping out under the southern skies, playing two up
drinking whiskey round the fire. And they lost the coin when they tossed it way too high. I guess I'll never know the answers, how to scrub a coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere by a mulga tree just laying on the ground.
Oh, what a way to end a fabulous Sunday afternoon of Australian country music. Corner Country is what you've been listening to, folks, and that, of course, was the sensational Kerry Kennedy. He's fair dinkum, he's true blue, he's dinky die, he's a great singer, and get behind his music, okay? Copper Coin's been out now for about 3 weeks. You can get it on the platforms, and please support that man and his music, because he's really worth the effort. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been bringing to you this afternoon. And next Sunday, I've got a fabulous treat for you coming up. We've got the Sensational Sisters, the Vixens of Fall. And they're going to be talking to us about their brand new album, which comes out on Friday, The Magic and the Chaos. Until next Sunday, folks, I'll see you somewhere in Corner Country. Yeehaw!